This episode of the Fully Geek Pod is sponsored by Tropical Box. Shop the freshest tropical fruits from around the world at www.tropicalbox.co.uk. And to get your 10% discount, enter Fully Geeked at the checkout. The Fully Geeked.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome everybody to episode 213 of the Fully Geeked Pod. We haven't got a full squad inside, but you do. You have myself, Nate.
You got the most important three in the house. You get me? Got the one, Kel.
Yeah, I'm on that love.
Come on.
Yes. Big up, big up, big up. We have no Marley Marl, and we have no Rich, the one with the cap.
Thank God.
So hopefully today will go smoothly. So, Mandem, how are you? How are things? What's going on?
Yeah, it's all right. Can't really say much. But yeah, all good.
But Merv is at home 24-7. So he doesn't you don't know what's going on in the world, innit?
Not, yeah, it's true, you know.
I've got no idea if people are still people are crazy or not, or if the tubes are safe. Like, he ain't got a fucking...
Man, remember, every fortnight I travel London, bro.
Whatever, London, man.
From here to Southwest, bro.
But in your car, bro.
That's in your car. That's in your car, you get me?
Bro, I'm safe, yeah?
You get me? Your own safe little environment, bro.
Bro, Merv leaves the house maybe about... Like, obviously, he drops little ones to his school, yeah?
Does he?
Yeah, he does school run every morning, bro.
He does school run, yeah?
Cool.
So that's like 5 minutes to the end of the road.
It probably is 5 minutes, literally.
So there's a lot, a couple of the mums in the pajamas and that. Like, and
then... I don't.
No, you don't. Yes, I'm saying. You never say hello to
the mums. Yeah,
yeah, go ahead. I can imagine Murphy being mad awkward, like head down. Yeah. All right. All right, Bree. See you later.
Let peace. Later. That's such and such a shh. Yeah, and he goes supermarket. And obviously, probably cinema.
You don't go to the supermarket.
Nah, I think.
I've got Tesco's, what is it? What's the small one called again?
Express.
Yeah, Tesco's Express and Sainsbury's
that's
local.
That's what I mean. That's not supermarkets, bro.
Come up as well. Like, what am I going to big supermarket for? Come on.
I told you.
And then he goes.
But this is post COVID times, bro.
And it's still doing post COVID times, you know. In 2023.
The thing is, Merv survived nicely in apocalypse, you know, because obviously in apocalypse, you just stay in your one place and clutching it.
Bro, if I had like one room, 3x4 meters, bro, I'd be good, bro. But I'll survive.
I hear that. Guys, I know every week we talk about the weather, but all right, I'm starting to understand global warming now. Obviously, as a science, but I know what it is, yeah. Bro, it's not even really getting cold now.
Yeah, it's not cold. Yeah, it's not.
Nah, it's like, because in the morning, there is far too many leaves on the tree, bro.
There are far too many leaves on the tree, bro.
I feel like it's almost going to be like the leaves are going to get ready to fall off, and as they start to fall off, it's time for them to grow again.
Where did winter go?
Because, like, literally, I'm trying to explain to the kids photosynthesis. I'm like, usually I'm like, all right, guys, look out the window. You can see all the leaves on the floor. Bro, I'm saying, look at the... Oh. Like, there's no... Bro, the trees are just full, bro.
Trust me. But, bro, don't you, man, find it amazing how, like, you know... Because, you know, about a few weeks ago, you, man, were talking about mowing the lawn, innit? Yeah. So, obviously, I'm on my lawn. But, I don't know if I knew or I didn't know. I probably didn't know, yeah. But, like, why does the grass stop growing at winter? Like, that's amazing. Don't you think that's amazing? Like, it stops.
Yeah, it just stops.
Why, though? Do you know what I mean?
Again, it's to do with the heat and the sunlight for it to be able to photosynthesize. But it could also be one of them seasonal things. I don't want to preach on it, especially like I know exactly what it is.
Oh, I'll come and rely on you.
No, but come on, I don't study grass, bro. I studied living things. I studied human beings.
Grass is a living thing, my brother.
But you know, I don't... Plants and photosynthesis isn't mainly my thing. It's more...
What's it called? Biology? No.
Oh,
No. What's like plants and science? What's that?
I was just thinking of baby bio.
Like, autonomy or something. Bio. What is it?
It's still biology.
No. There's a name for science. You know, animal science, like zoology, I think, isn't it?
Zoology.
Yeah, that's animal. It's a plant. It's proper plant.
I don't know, well. Bioplantinthesis or something, bro.
I was human biology, bro. That's what I wanted to study, bro. Human biology. I threw away all my folders from uni and college the other day, bro. You know,
yeah,
like
that's it. But botany.
Oh, botany. Yeah.
Oh, botany.
Bro, I threw all of those folders away, bro. Looking back at them, thinking, nah, Nate, you really didn't take uni seriously, bro.
I know.
Folders, man.
Bro,
I said folders.
Uni's a myth, you know, Nate.
Nah, bro.
Uni's a myth.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie, bro. We were not serious in uni, bro.
Nah.
I went to the end of the world. It's Uxbury, isn't it? But I'm like, what business do I have going all the way there to come out with nothing, really?
what did you study?
Film and television.
Film and television.
Oh, so you're proper qualified for this. The point.
Yeah, but I went there. You know what I mean? I was like, yeah, went there. But when I've done my course, I'm like, this is not what I expected it to be at all. Like, I mean, yeah, we've done probably one or two practical projects. What, like, the rest was just kind of more or less theoretical work and stuff, innit? But I think if I had the right mindset at the time, I'd have probably embraced that. You know what I mean? Because I thought, this is boring. Like, you know what I mean? So
I do. That would be one thing I'd say. I reckon we were probably about 5 years too young to fully appreciate uni.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as in appreciating in the sense of like, oh, right, this is actually opportunity. Let me actually go out there and get a
exactly, yeah. I mean, it's kind of fun on another level because it's like, yeah, uni, you're young, you're going student union and all that stuff. But I got to a point where I was on campus for the year. I thought, I just found myself going back home, like, even during the week sometimes, like, for no reason.
Uni was a cash joke.
Yeah.
Was this a cash joke? You get me?
I think my lectures or whatever, seminars, they finish so early. Like, I swear, like, I finish before two every single day or one sometimes. And go back to the room, it's like, nothing going on here but the rent, boy. So I was at home in it sometimes.
That's one thing. I never, because I didn't get to live on campus. I never experienced that bit.
No, I loved it. Yeah. I loved that. Well, see, I went out. So I went Coventry. Mm. So like, I didn't have that luxury of coming back every week or every weekend. So because I was, it's not really the sticks. Coventry not that far, to be honest.
I was off ends.
So like, I was experienced the whole full blown uni life, you know what I mean? Like,
I remember I worked at JJB at the time, JJB Sports. So it's like, that's the main reason I went back, because I had to go work on the weekend. Okay. And there was one literally right near the uni as well. You know? Did I transfer? No.
No. That's what I did. So I was working at Marks & Spencer's on Edger Road. I had to transfer to the one in Coventry.
You think that was sick here, how we used to be able to do them things?
Yeah, but now things are different, because the missus' cousin, she works in Boots. In Portsmouth, she goes uni in Portsmouth, innit? But for summer, she stays around her aunties, and she couldn't transfer it to the London Boots. And there's thousands of blood boots in London. They would say nope. Like, so they had it on some kind of standby thing.
Yeah, sick, or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Her contract until she.
Yeah, comes. Exactly. So that's what they do. If anyone was sick, then they'll call to that branch and she'll go. That's it.
Yeah, and I don't know. It was rate that. Like, where you going? Oh, I'm going to transfer my JD Sports in here. I'm going to move sports shops and all that stuff. Like, I used to have to be able to relocate. I remember one time I used to work at First Sport at the time, and they were like, "Ah, oh, Nave, they need somebody at Holloway Road. Like, can you go work at Holloway Road today?" You're like, "What?" Like, yeah. And you move from your store, go work in another store. Like,
a bit of strangers. Like,
yeah, bare strangers. Yeah. Like, yeah.
It was.
Who are you, bro?
Even when it's lunchtime, you're like, do I go and buy chicken and chips or do I get a salad? Like, you know what I mean?
You're sitting there going, oh, I'm just going to work. You know, like, they're not going to let you go on footwear. No, you're not allowed to work on footwear. You got to wear clothes. Like, what?
Yeah, so protective of their little areas, isn't it? Like, yeah.
Bro, and then I moved to Next. That's all we did, bro. I remember standards, bro. Like, in First Ball, you used to have to, all the tracks, bro, you have to line up in a certain line, and the tops, the fold, it had to have a crease in the six. Bro, you could be on footwear, like, tracks, the clothing all day, just tidying up here. Then someone's going to come in at 5 to 6 and fuck it up. And you're like, come on, man. You know that means you got to stay until like 6:30 now.
You know, I never worked in retail. I always wanted to, but I never worked. Mine's Sainsbury's, Marks and Sparks, you get me? There's security and stuff like that. But I never worked in retail. Never.
Yeah, no, I did the whole lot. I did supermarket, I did trainer shop, clothing shop. Then I did night delivery. Then I jumped off of that retail band, boy.
Yeah, that's why I met Rich, innit, in JJB's Sports. We used to work here. That was fine.
Shout out JJB. Look at that. JJB's not here no more. First Sports not here no more.
Mad, isn't it? Cobra. Remember Cobra?
Cobra Sports, yeah.
Yeah, Cobra. Wow, Cobra. Yeah.
And Marks and Spencer's are few and far between.
Yeah. The one I used to work at, the Edge Road one's still there, though. That one's still there.
A lot of the Marks and Spencer's are now doing, what do you call it, just food and that.
Yeah. Or some of this just clothes.
Yeah.
They just plump them in some clothes shop or something as well, isn't it, sometimes.
Well, you have to go off ends and go to some kind of retail park, and like you might randomly see one in some kind of shopping complex or something.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, all right. Let's keep it moving. I don't know, and I'm gonna pretend like I knew, but I didn't. So, did any of you see King Charles's announcement today?
No.
I saw it pop up, but I didn't see it. I saw like I was kind of reading through it when you sent it, actually. Oh yeah, but when you start reading it, it's like, yeah, this is too much.
I've got no knowledge of what's going on. So fill me in, pause.
So King Charles, the whatever his name is, the second, third, I don't know what he is, to be honest with you. Yeah. But one of the things he's trying to go on, he is looking at some stuff and he's looking at crime and justice, and he wants, like, for example, life sentences for murder work, the worst murderers, rapists, they can't be released earlier. He's trying to like go hard on the crime.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. He wants to make sure that criminals appear in the dock. He's given police new powers to enter buildings without a warrant to see stolen goods. The policing, he's given them greater enforcement power. So, for example, they can ascertain some of your personal data, make tech companies give over data to the Home Office. And I think they've looked at some of the terrorism acts. Housing. He's saying the one that says a leasehold and freehold bill will ban leaseholds for new houses, but not new flats in England and Wales, and increase the standard lease extension period to 990 years. I'm not sure what that means, to be honest. So I don't know.
I have to read that.
Yeah, I have to read into that one more, to be honest. Or ban leasehold.
Wasn't the leasehold like currently 99 years?
Yeah, like minimum. Yeah, it has to be a minimum of like 99. Oh, that's leasehold. Okay, cool. So yeah, I don't know what he's saying.
If it's gone from 99 to 990, that's no snap.
It must be a freehold.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's licensed some oil and gas projects in the North Sea. He's going to ban the export of cattle from Great Britain for fattening and slaughter. They've looked at technology. They've looked at social changes. One of the things they did say is he wants to make a ban on smoking. Yeah, and introduce restrictions on packaging and marketing of vapes.
I'm sure I saw somewhere where you can't access buy cigarettes if you're under 14, which I thought, huh?
No, it's usually it's 18. I think you can't buy cigarettes.
Yeah,
even though you can smoke at 16, like you can't buy cigarettes until you're 18.
Yeah, but I swear I saw something about 14. Like I wasn't, I can't remember if it just showed up on the BBC News app or whatever, but. I was a bit like 14. I mean 41.
But yeah, he's there. He wants to phase out the whole smoking thing, which I think is a weird one because I know.
Bro, I don't remember Queen Elizabeth doing nothing like this, bro. She Queen Elizabeth left this for the prime ministers and them made it, the Houses of Parliament to deal with. The Queen never done that.
No, but I think they are. For example, I think they're acts that Parliament may have like worked on, and he is. Like, I don't know, given it okay. I have no idea, to be honest. I saw it was a big, massive thing, the King's speech today. And it went to the film where the man stutters.
Was the one of Colin Firth?
Yeah.
Well, from what I've heard just now, it's the first time hearing it, quite a few big changes. Okay, give the police all this responsibility, but like, I give them a pay rise as well. Do you know what I mean?
They got a pay rise every day, innit?
Oh, is
they
it?
Get 5%, or they got more than 5%.
I mean, and you know what, bro? This is going to make them even more pompous now, you know?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what they can do and what they can't do. I'd have to properly look into the kind of...
I can't say you got a warrant. Don't need a warrant, mate.
No, I think you can, but it's more... Could you imagine? Wait, let me in. No, you don't have a warrant. I don't fucking need a warrant, mate. Move over.
As long as they do it properly, innit? I don't mind. As long as they just, like, there's no, yeah. I wonder if that would increase the risk, though. Because, like, where people, like, right, like the criminals are like, oh, it's only the warrants now, so let's just make sure, like, they might up their ante as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. A random question, sorry, and it's not about, you ain't got to expose where you live on the pod, yeah? In your NZ, is it, like, the Met Police, or is it different police force?
Mine's the Met. I don't know that kills.
No, yeah, mine's different. I think mine's just Essex Police. Yeah, it's called Essex Police.
Oh.
Yeah. But now again, you do see the Met Police here, but I think maybe, I don't know why, but yeah.
It's in your jurisdiction.
Yeah.
No, that's what I was thinking, like, because I heard this thing here that, like, say, for example.
What about your ends? Your ends might be different as well.
I think. And that's what I'm saying. I think we're not on the Met Police, but I don't know. I'll be honest with you, I haven't seen no police around here. So that's why it's a little bit strange as well for me. I'm being real with you. Like, knowing ends, like, when I'm in the ends, I see police all the time.
Welcome to the burbs, mate. Welcome to the burbs.
I used to be able to just hear them. You know, like, I was being in my bed, like, waking up, going, and, all right, cool, it's the ends. Brother, it's silence. I don't know what the fuck I'm going on right here, brother. This is weird. It's silence.
Talking about that Hot Fuzz film, isn't it? And there's just no...
But yeah, so I don't know. I'll check out. But I heard that, for example, say I was speeding, yeah, in London, and I can put on a driver's awareness course or whatever, for example, yeah. Then say I came to your ends, girl, and then I got caught speeding, I could do another driver's awareness course, because that is with the Essex Police and not the Met. And basically, you could do it with all the different police forces. There's like
a
joined up thing or something along them lines. Obviously, I don't want to speed to go and see if it's true or not, innit? Like, can you imagine, like, it's 6 months' time. Like, hey, guys, you know that thing I told you on the pod is bullshit, yeah? I've got 9 points. They took my license.
Do you know doing different crimes in different counties? Boy?
You get me? That's like America, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think that's what it is, because I know, like, that's what they were saying. A lot of the kids that, you know, like, go OT and that. That's why sometimes it's not all joined up.
Because I do remember, like, a similar story like that. Well, like, okay, that was Scotland. So, yeah. Because I think Scotland as well, if you do a crime in Scotland, I don't know if it's registered in the UK or something like that, where it's different laws in Scotland. They've got, like, some... Yeah, so I know in Scotland, but I didn't know it was in counties as well, like, different counties.
I'll look into it. Obviously, I'm not a criminal, but none of us interested. That's interesting. I know there's a lot of stuff going on right now about the demonstrations and the protests.
Yeah, man. Free Palestine protests, boy.
And they're happening all the time. Mm. And they are also, I think, obviously, with this Sunday or this
people,
weekend.
And can I just make, please, people, stop. Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Nah, people, please, like, I know what's going on in Gaza. I know what's going on in Palestine. Yeah, I know what's going on in Israel. I don't need to see it. Stop posting dead kids on your page or on your story. I don't want to see that. Like, it scars me. Like my heart just sinks. Like, seeing a parent just crying. I know the severity of it, but please stop it, man. Like, or warn a brother. Just say, this might not be for you. Like, warn. Like, yeah. I don't want to just see, like, a dead kid in the mom's arms, man.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I beg you, lot. Stop it, man.
Right, well, while we're on the hand of this, yeah, and hopefully, I don't know if the person I'm talking about is going to be this, or he's going to hear this, yeah? Hopefully he doesn't, yeah? Or maybe he does, I don't know. Brother, like, we have, like, a banter group, yeah? Like, it's called Banter. Like, the group is actually called Banter FC, yeah? Of every day, like, you know, like, when you know, like, we don't even talk about football anymore, or we talk about football so little because all it is posts about what's going on, like with demonstrations and protests, all this kind of stuff. I don't mind, I like to be informed. I actually like, do you know what I mean? I don't mind engaging in the videos with you and all the rest of it, but I almost feel like that should be a separate WhatsApp group, not our banter group. Like, we're watching football and we don't know how to post because you just posted some serious video like 20 minutes ago, but now we want to talk about what's going on in football. But like, we're all shook to pulse because we don't want to come across disrespectful.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
Like, damn it, I was saving that video as well.
No, that's what I mean. You get me? Damn it, delete.
But the amount of times, like, you know, like, it's a funny video and I post it, I'm like, oh, shit, I can't post it.
Yeah. Wait till next Wednesday.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm saying, even today, like he posts his, I can't keep up with the videos. Like I support the team, but I can't keep up with the videos.
Yeah.
So if you saw this, like I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Politely, respectfully, loudly. But yeah, obviously this weekend is Remembrance Sunday. So that's why I think it's even more of a kind of big deal. And I think a lot of the people are getting quite upset about it because obviously they don't want them to kind of ruin what is normally about those that died in the World War. All right, Kel, I'm going to name this title. You can write this down now, Merv. Maybe you're right, Kel. This is Varsicle.
Well done, mate. Well done. Good wordplay. Good wordplay.
Thank you. All right, so this is the short video. All right, Kel, talk to me, brother. What is going on with VAR, bro?
I've been trying to tell the people them. All I get is laughter, especially from this one here. All I get is laughter. Every time I say referees are corrupt, referees are shit, referees this, that, all I get, no, it's just human error. It's just human error, that's all. It all gets sorted out. Listen, they're having a mare. And I think it's a combination of both now. They're just shit. And they're also corrupt at the same time, if that makes sense. I don't know what it is about these referees, yeah. But it's getting too much now. Okay, I don't even talk about the Newcastle game. Like I'll get there. But like the Tottenham game, yesterday's Tottenham Chelsea game, it was ridiculous. How come man go with two studs? Okay, you missed the play, but it's the intent. That's a red card. That's always been a red card. Even though you don't hit the player, if you go studs up 2 feet, 2-footed, stand up red. It doesn't matter if you hit the player or not. It was the intent. What was it called? My man, Romeo, kicked someone. Man, he did a Beckham at the World Cup.
Where
he was on the floor, he kicked, he just lashed out and kicked a Chelsea player. Nothing. I'm like, hey, what's going on here? That's a straight red. You get me? And then last week, Wolves. Yeah. My man's name, Japanese player. VAR on the replay, you could see he pulled out of the challenge. And he still gave a penalty. Make it make sense. Like I don't understand what the people that are controlling VAR see. Like I don't understand what do you see that makes you think these are not punishable or they're not punishable? Like the whole world can see, what are you talking about? It's a penalty. No, it's not a penalty, it's a red card. We can see clearly from our TV screens. You're there real time where you've got all the cameras, all the technology at your disposal, and you're still making stupid errors. That's what I keep saying. If this was anywhere in the world, everyone would be calling it, oh, this is corruption. They're getting paid by the team, or the referees are getting paid, this and that. But because of the UK, it's just, I don't get it. Like, no one's putting them up on it. Nobody.
Well, shout out my manager, because my manager called.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Shout out Arsenal for backing him.
Yeah, but man.
It's a weird one, because, like I said, Kel, I was like, no, everything was all right. Don't worry about it. And when I watched some of the football over the weekend, I thought, oh, all right, Kel might have a point. And I'm quite glad Rich is not here as well today, because Rich would also be getting for me. But it's all right, because Rich don't listen to the pod, so he's not even going to remember to go for me. But I will say, I didn't believe it. And then I know one of the major issues is the way they've written it in the law, where they say if it has to be clear and
obvious,
it has to be a clear and obvious mistake. So I feel that's their safety blanket, why they don't do certain things, because they're saying it wasn't a clear and obvious mistake that a ref made.
What game are you talking about?
No, in general, that's how they... So, like, even when they're defending themselves, there's like, well, it wasn't a clear and obvious referee. We can't...
They're backing each other.
We can't intervene because the ref has made a decision and we can't intervene with it because it wasn't clear and obvious.
Right, and do you remember that story that came out last year or so when the referee was like... The VAR is like, oh, I don't want to embarrass my friend.
Yeah,
remember? Yeah. The referee plainly said it. Oh, the reason why I didn't say nothing or tell the referee that it was, I can't remember if it was a goal or not a goal, it was because because he's my mate, I didn't want to embarrass him.
Mm-hmm.
Make that make sense. And that guy's still around today, like just there. Like he should be pulled up on that. But that gets under the carpet. Okay, now going back to my team's game now. Yeah. let's go to the goal first. You know what? Yeah, like I get it. Was it over the line? Was not over the line? Who knows? Fair enough. Okay,
it's
but
debatable.
The foul. No, it's the foul on Gabriel. Man had two hands on the back of his neck, two hands, and he's also moving. So what do you want him to do? Pause. Like, what do you want him to do? Like, he's gonna fall over. That's a foul. Like, I don't know in what world you can't call that a foul.
That challenge for me, I think that whole sequence was confusing because it was the, is it out, is it not out? I'm like, I don't know, yeah? The reason I would say it's out is because the angle that you can see, it's out.
I know, but we haven't got a bird's eye view.
No, but because they don't have a bird's eye view, yeah? You can't say using a bird's eye view. Do you see what I'm saying? That's where, for me, you've got to say, you can only go with what you can see. Yeah, you can only go with what your eyes can see, not what we think is there. So true, I would potentially said, no, that was a thing. The offside, you saying, we can't see where he touched the ball. That's not good enough.
It's a handball as well. It touched
my man. That's what I'm saying. Oh. That offside is one thing, yeah? The next one was the push, yeah? Was a push. You could say a soft point, you foul, whatever, but it's a push because if that's not in the box, it's a free kick.
It's a free kick.
Anywhere else in the game, it's a free kick.
It's a free kick.
Yeah. And it hit his hand and you're like, okay, brother, this is a comedy of errors. And for me, the issue is I felt Newcastle were trying to make some kind of fake rivalry with Arsenal.
Yeah, they were big
so
time.
So 2 years ago, big like time. Obviously Newcastle stopped Arsenal from getting into Champions League that season.
Yeah.
Then last season, Arsenal beat Newcastle. But this rivalry that Newcastle seemed to try to be having with Arsenal is remnant of the Newcastle-Liverpool. But Arsenal don't care enough about Newcastle yet. Yeah. But they really tried it. And that's why, for me, I felt like the Newcastle players were too fired up.
Bruv, you know, I don't understand how Bruno was still on the pitch. Bruv, Merv, yeah? The guy's got the... Imagine you had a ball, yeah? And I just went up behind you with my forearm, smacked the side of your head and kept running on. Bruv, VAR looked at it and said, oh, it's nothing, it's all right.
No, but what they said is...
It wasn't
his elbow, it was his forearm.
Bro, do they know in Thai boxing, this is what they use to hit people in Thai boxing. It's a weapon. If I hit you with that part of my... Bruv, the bone, bruv, that's a weapon.
Yeah, I remember. And the thing is, I remember when I used to do Thai boxing. That was the thing. That was the move.
Bro, that was it. Yeah. That's what my man... And nothing, no red card. That's a straight red. Because you know why it's a straight red? It's because there was no need for it. It was a dangerous foul and he got upset and he hit him it wasn't like that. He just ran and hit him. He was like in school, that bully. He was hitting you in the back of your head. I can't do shit about it.
But that's
it like that, bro.
Yeah, but that's what I said. Newcastle for me were too hype. They were too on it. They were too on it yesterday when we played them on Saturday. And if you look at the Spurs and Chelsea game yesterday, it was like, for me, the Spurs 10 minutes, 15 minutes of Spurs, amazing. They were doing some amazing football. But it felt like...
Even Spurs with nine men, they done well, to be honest.
I felt it was like... Do you know what I felt it was like? I felt it was like... You've met this girl online, or you've started to link this girl, yeah? You're getting mad excited, yeah? And like, in your head, you've done the most already, yeah? And then eventually, like, it comes to crunch time, and it's over too soon. Like, it's over before it's begun. Because in your head, you've built this up so long, yeah, in your head. You've almost, you finished before you started. Yeah? And that's what it was yesterday. I felt them Spurs players were far too on it. They were too hype. Yeah? Romero's challenges, the other guy that got sent off, then they got two men injured. Like, it was horrible.
Yeah. It was a nightmare.
And as much as Chelsea won that game 4-1,
they're shit.
Chelsea are dog.
Shit, they like that Jackson guy could have scored like 6-7 goals, you know.
Bro, it was bad. Bro, I know the keeper played well, but it was bad.
Bro, can you imagine if, bro, because Tottenham, yeah, like Ange, okay, but bro, you can't play in a high line with nine men. Bro, can you imagine Salah or Liverpool or even if any of the top teams played Tottenham with nine men and they do that high line business? It would be 10-0, easy.
They played a high line, and my issue was Mudryk was still offside. And I'm like, brother.
Mudryk was awful, you know. He was awful.
Very bad.
He's bad. He hasn't got a footballing brain.
Nah.
He hasn't got a footballing brain at all. At all.
Yeah, nah.
Man, Jackson, I don't know. He's just like, I don't know, man. He's a poor man's Drogba. Do you know what I mean?
It's bad. It was bad. And you know what it was? It was like, I don't know. None of you play FIFA like that, yeah? But we called that, see that goal that he scored, most of his goals were, yeah? Where the guy's running on the wing and he just passed it to you and you put it into an empty net, yeah? We call that a sweaty, yeah? So in FIFA, it's called a sweaty. So you see, like, obviously, if you're losing against a man and you need to come back, you can just do a couple of sweaties to get back in the game, yeah? But the goal is frowned upon because there's nothing you can do about it. And they just did the same thing three times. I'm like, guys, that's not fair. But Spurs were far too open. And to be fair, they could have probably snuck us to my name.
That's why I said the props to Spurs with nine men because they still stuck it on them. Of course.
It was a bad game. But that was your team, Merv. Like, obviously, they could have And also, the reason why it was also good is because they lost in the same weekend that we lost. So I had Bears Spurs fans on Monday morning talking about, who's the only unbeaten team? Dicks.
You know what's good about this weekend? Apart from Man City, everyone dropped points like around us. Do you know what I mean? So that was okay. That the loss, that was painful. But we need a strike in January, 100%, man.
Also, a dog as well.
I know, how can you draw it? Well, you know, we haven't played Luton yet, but come on, man. Come on.
Dog.
But yeah, VAR needs to be investigated. That's what I'm saying. There needs to be investigated. I mean, proper. What was that program back in the day when an undercover goal like undercover go into like these industries with a hidden camera just to prove that you're doing some sort of forgery?
The ones on BBC One and that. You just call
BBC
One.
What was it called?
Like Rogue, not Rogue. Well, I was going to say Rogue Traders. But I don't know. Did you ever watch that, Rogue Traders? Rogue Traders, fucking amazing. Again, that was like that code. They used to go in there, like, you'd phone up and say, the dodgy mechanic, he stole my da-da-da-da-da. And they go, okay, we've got a letter from Kel that's told us about this mechanic. And then they'd go and they'd get, like, a car and they'd know what's already wrong with it and they'd take it into the mechanics and, like, they'd have loads of hidden cameras and they'd make him fix it. Mm. And then he'd come back and he'd go, yeah, I had to do the alternator and then I had to do the back brake and, you know, like...
But these times, this is a dead battery or something.
Yeah, these times, they already knew what it was. They've gone in there. They go, no. And then they'd like follow him around and then he'd realise that they'd come and they've got him cameras or whatever and he'd try and run and then they'd like chase him like, with the cameras and that. Yeah, so road trailer.
But like I think they caught Harry Redknapp once. Like they caught a few football managers trying to do dodgy deals under the table. Like, do you know what I mean? So it's like they need to do that with the referee somehow. Just try and get in there, infiltrate them, be one of them, and just prove to all of us this is a corrupt man.
Or undercover boss. That was another one.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
All right, Merv.
Mm-hmm.
I heard. Well, only because you told me. All right. There's a potential. There's a potential return. Apparently, of Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans reportedly are coming back for Marvel's Avengers: Secret Wars.
Yeah. I sort of watched, like, heard about this yesterday, and I thought, please don't. Just like I don't think it's like official, but it's could be 50-50% true in it. So, but the thought of that just makes me feel like we were saying earlier, Cole, like, it's just, are they getting desperate? Like, because, you know, what phase are we in now? Five, aren't we? Or phase four? One of those.
I think it's four.
Yeah. It's not the greatest, isn't it? It's like, it's not. And obviously, like, with Tony Stark and Steve Rogers, like, they were the anchors, like, they're the original, in it, like, Avengers and stuff, innit? Basically, the MCU kind of really revolved around them two, if anything. Mm. And they've done their part. They've put in their mileage for this whole thing. And like I said, if I never have to see an Iron Man film for the rest of my life, I'm satisfied with what I've got here. You know what I mean? They've done such a good job. And it's like, We've got 11 years of it, I think. Yeah, 11 years. But even if they made, even if they sort of made it make sense, and the only way I can see it making sense is if they do multiverse.
Well, this, kind of... this is what I'm hearing. So I'm hearing it is Secret Wars. I'm hearing it's like some multiverse type thing. So it's not, I guess it's not Iron Man that we know Iron Man to be, but potentially they're, I don't know, they're going in their different worlds and they bump into an Iron Man or they bump into a Captain America. I think it's more cameo style as opposed to them taking the lead in the films, I assume.
Yeah. Probably, yeah, because that's the only thing that would make sense because he died, basically. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, even if they do make it make sense, it's like you're always going to be, you can do anything. Anything's possible when it comes to multiverse or time travel. And I just don't want to see them again. I don't even want to see a flashback. Even if they do a flashback,
exactly.
I don't want to see them again in the MCU because I'm happy, I'm satisfied with what they've done. And I think it would just be a discredit to the whole franchise base.
100%. Like, if they do that, I'll be so disappointed. So, like I said earlier, it'll just prove that they've run out of ideas, they've run out of enthusiasm, they've run out of everything. You know what I mean? Like, just to bring Iron Man back or any of the old cast. Bruv, move on.
Yeah.
Think greater, think better. The thing is, look, the comic books are a world of characters that they can draw from. Do you know what I mean?
Even the ones they have now, just work on them, like, you know, write them a little bit better and stuff, innit? Do you know what I mean? You've still got Thor that's around. You know, you've still got Hulk.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying that all of them would have been in it. So it would have been Thor, it would have been Hulk, it would have been Loki, it would have been the Avengers as we knew them to kind of come in and do whatever.
Yeah, but still, I know, it's like as I'm saying, we had that in so many movies. And they were great. I loved them. It's like, in fact, they gave us more than what we need, more than I expected, to be fair. And it's just, yeah, no.
But is it bad to say that I never really liked Iron Man's films, you know?
Yeah.
That's not bad to say.
I don't think Iron Man's... I love Iron Man 1. I love Iron Man 1. That's one of my top 5 MCU films.
Serious?
Yeah. I think 2 is underrated. I know a lot of people don't really like 2. But I did like you, Sean, very much.
I didn't like Iron Man, the character.
it was
I thought Robert Downey Jr. is arrogant. I didn't like him.
I liked Iron Man Avengers. That was
he's arrogant, isn't he? He's an arrogant character.
Yeah, no, I didn't mind his arrogance. Yeah. I didn't mind his arrogance.
That's why I didn't like Thor either. Do you know what I mean? No, not Thor. I didn't like Loki either.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know. It's something about their characters.
You didn't forgot to watch it.
Yeah, I forgot to watch it.
Can't get a staff these days. But in talking about, and I guess it's to do with Secret Wars. Also, there's a rumor that potentially Doctor Doom is going to replace Kang as MCU's new villain.
That was it. That's it. Doctor Doom.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Now you say that. That rumor's been flying around for a long time. You know.
Yeah. So they're saying that actually what we're going to do is we might just put the Kang stuff on that side a little moment. Maybe we come back to it, maybe we don't. And actually, Doctor Doom is now going to be the main bad guy in Secret Wars.
That would make sense. I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
Because you know what, Kang, even in the Ant-Man or whatever it's called, he wasn't a villain to me. Like,
I watched that the other day, Randy.
What do you think when you watched it again?
Yeah, still wasn't as good. Like, you know, sometimes you wipe up and you're like, yeah.
Oh, no, hold on. Ant-Man and Wasp, the Quantumania one?
Yeah.
What, Star Wars Reinvented?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, it's like Disney said, we've got loads of extras and loads of characters and loads of worlds that we didn't use in one of the worlds.
Yeah, let's use that. See, let's just copy and paste. This is it. Use our stock templates and all that.
Are you here for Doctor Doom? But Doctor Doom,
he's more Fantastic Four. He's more of the Fantastic Four guys. Yeah.
Fantastic Four and Spider-Man, isn't it?
Yeah. More, but mainly Fantastic.
Yeah. So would he how would that go against, or would the introduction of Doctor Doom bring in the Fantastic Four into MCU?
Either or. That's the thing. I like Doctor Doom. But again, it's like we're kind of running out of time here. So if you're going to bring him in, he has to kind of earn. Like, look, Thanos was just there from the beginning, like, and stuff. And it, like, this is the thing. Yeah, but I mean, maybe it can work with him just being like a more of a, I don't know, short notice kind of thing. It might work.
Yeah, but how do they do that though? How do they bring him in?
Yeah, but they just have to have some really good writers to do that.
Yeah.
But I really do hope that this thing with Jonathan Majors doesn't turn out to be true, innit? Because
yeah,
it'd be a shame, man.
Yeah, no, you know what? He's a fantastic actor, man.
And you can probably totally enjoy what he's doing.
Yeah, 100%. Don't get me wrong, like, his character.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would have wanted it to be more like Lovecraft Country, that kind of character. Like, in the sense of, like, he was an action, he was on it. This one's all like, no. You know, like, he's trying to be almost too clever.
Too smart, too calculated, it's too... Yeah, man, do you know what I mean? It's like, it's... I don't know, man. His character, I've got no interest in his character whatsoever, to be honest.
Yeah, in fact, I don't think I've even really heard of Kang before. It's not one bit.
Nah, no, man.
And also, he's got too many names. Kang, He Who Remains. So I was like, don't oversell
me.
Right. So we also have that, but can we understand some new trailers dropped this week? What were they?
Yeah. So we had the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes trailer. Looks all right, man. So I think, is it Caesar's Son?
Yeah, Caesar's Son, yeah.
But
I can't remember his name.
It doesn't make sense in a way, because, like, unless I'm forgetting something, but the apes don't know how to talk and stuff. I thought that'll come later on.
I think, but no, they kind of more or less started talking.
Did they?
In the last one, yeah, I'm sure, yeah, because remember there was Clover in it as well, the bad one.
Yeah.
So I think they, and I guess what you got to think about is probably a time lapse anyway, and it, from what it looks like, the apes are, they're advancing more intelligently than human beings anyway. So I wouldn't be surprised, like, by the time we last saw his son till now, their development rate is just a lot more faster. Mm. I mean.
Yeah, no, but obviously, come on, man. This franchise, they don't love this franchise, man. They don't really love this franchise.
I didn't even see it coming. I'm surprised they're still continuing it, you know. But yeah. I guess, to be fair, they could go on as, like, because remember the ones like where the old ones, like with Charlton Heston in it? The apes are proper, like,
that's what I mean. That's
armored
what I
mean. Up.
Yeah, because they've done the other way around, where they've started from the source, whereas that one, they started from when the apes were ruling.
Yeah, so they can potentially go as far as they want to go.
Exactly.
To the point where they might be like, humans now are trying to revolt against them now.
Yeah.
I remember in the first one, when Caesar first came out, and Gallagher used to tell me that they think he's buff.
What? Caesar's buff, yeah?
Animal, what's that called?
Beastiality.
Yeah, beastiality.
No, you know what it is? I think they were just talking about, like, they were like, no, but he's got something about him. I'm like, brother, he's a monkey. That's like, no, but...
Apes.
Man's protective and that, you know, like, right, cool, babes. You need to swipe left or right, bro. So, I mean, Merv, what else? What other trailer came out?
What was he going to say, Carl? I think he's going to say something.
Yeah, what was I going to say about Planet of the Apes? I like the Mark Wahlberg one, though, you know.
I like that one as well.
I was pissed that they stopped doing. I was like, what?
No, yeah, I was thinking, where's the sequel?
Yeah, man. I was pissed, man. But yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
man. But that was it. That's all I want to pick up.
Is there another trailer come out?
Echo. Go on, Mark.
Yeah, no, this like, you know, obviously we saw Echo in Hawkeye.
So is Echo a series or a film?
Series. So I think what they plan to do, like, normally with the whole Disney Marvel thing, they bring out by week, don't they? But I think they're just dropping all episodes all at once.
Wow.
Yeah, like, I don't know why. They're doing it all at once, and that's coming out January 10th, I think. Is it January 10th? Maybe, yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking something. Anyway, and obviously it's following Echo's storyline. You know, the trailer starts off when she was like a little girl, and I think, and all bullied and stuff, and Kingpin finds her and he just beats the hell out of somebody. But I'm like, I'm looking at the trailer, I'm thinking, Well, wow, is this supposed to be on Disney Plus or Netflix? Because it's looking a bit bloody. You know what I mean? Violent. So I'm one like it feels like more of a Netflix like show, the ones like Daredevil and Punisher and all that stuff. So okay. Yeah, like obviously, like I forget that she's like obviously can't really talk in it because well, her language or whatever. But it looks good. It actually looks really good. Like because Kingpin was kind of narrating over it, and I think. I think she's still a villain. She's still a villain in this, but I think it's more or less kind of fighting other villains and stuff. Okay. So it's one of those ones that, like, yeah, she's still a villain, but she's obviously the protagonist in the show, maybe an anti-villain sort of.
So it's like it's a show on her. So I thought it continued from where it left off in Hawkeye.
It might do. I think because it does show Kingpin with an eye patch. I think remember like.
Yeah, because she beat him up, right?
Yeah.
Well, they had a fight.
Yeah, I don't know if she... I can't remember if it was Kate Bishop that done that to him. Because it looks like his eye's been damaged or something. Like, I don't know.
And Daredevil was supposed to be there also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know, actually. I don't know if that's confirmed.
According to this, it is.
Yeah, it's confirmed. Yeah.
According to this, he is. And it's, what do you call it? So it's 5 episodes.
Yeah.
5 episodes, like you said, they're all going to be released on simultaneously on January the 10th.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm looking forward to it. Well, again, it's one of them ones that looks good, but will it be?
That'll be good, man. Come on, shout out the tracksuit, Mafia. It'll be good, man.
Yeah, because I don't mind seeing new characters. Because everyone's like, who's Echo? No one really cares about her. And like, I guess her introduction, I don't think she was that bad in Hawkeye, to be fair.
No, she's all right.
But like, yeah, as long as it's good, that's all that matters.
All that matters, as long as it is good.
Mm.
So that'll be Jan 10th. We'll find out if it is good or not.
Mm.
All right, was there anything else going on?
Not really. I don't think I can think of
it. No, that's it, man.
All right, cool. Well, there's only a few of us, but let's see what we have watched this week. So this week we had the return of Power Book 4.
Season 2, episode 9.
So there's 2 episodes left, and this is the penultimate episode.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it was a good episode.
Yeah, it was good actually. But you know, normally like when you have like a major episode, like what we saw episode 8, then like yeah, the last one kind of drops off, or the penultimate kind of drops off a little bit, kind of pulls down a bit, which it kind of did, but it was still very good. Like it was still It's still very felt quite action packed. A lot of stuff going on in it. This was good, man.
What are we thinking? Obviously, we've got the whole Tommy thing, and who Tommy's now found out who the snitch is.
Yeah.
So what's he going to do? Is he going to kill Vic now? Is he going to kill the police officer?
That's a good question. I don't know. Tommy's a bit of a random one, isn't it? So I don't know. Yeah. Does he cut a deal with somebody? I don't know. I do think, though, the Flynns are going to... like. Yeah, I think somehow Claudia and Vic are going. I think this will be the end of the Flynn family, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it kind of needs to be, though.
Yeah. I don't know what will happen to Stacey, though, the FBI agent.
Hmm.
Maybe she might survive and go into a different series.
I still enjoy a Power Book, like in that sense. But it is a little bit like, again, I don't like the whole speaking in Spanish thing. I think it's rude. But it's how they move it, man. It's like Jannard, it has almost gone back to the old Jannard.
Yeah. Quick. Two-day rehab.
Two-day rehab, no cold turkey, just straight cold turkey, no feel, no way.
Mm.
But so it's interesting for me. He's kind of seen how it is. You've got the Tommy's nephew that's back.
Yeah, the
image. He made his dad feel bad. I'm like, Dad, what are you feeling bad for, bruv? Like, you sent you to go away, bruv. He's go away. I don't care if he's bored.
So yeah.
He might die as well. But I found that, like, do you remember Kel in The Wire? When they had Michael B. Jordan's character in The Wire.
Yeah, I remember.
His parents sent him, he's not parents, he went, he got sent away. He got arrested and went to that juvie thing, and he was off ends, completely off ends.
Yeah.
Saying that his grandma's or something. Then he came back to bits, bro. When he came back to bits on some kind of like, I don't like it, and it's boring. Like, he stayed there one or two nights, then they killed him.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I feel like that's what's going to happen to Tommy's nephew. Yeah, someone's going to take a pop at him.
Yeah, there might be some new motivations for Tommy, innit?
Yeah.
Especially when they think that you think you're bigger than the streets now.
Yeah.
Because you know, when you go back, you get enlightened, innit?
Yeah.
I can relate, obviously, because I've been through it, man. On a lighter scale, obviously. But yeah, you come back enlightened. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, you don't mean to look down on what your friends are doing now and stuff. But like, just like, nah, you basically know what's important. You figure out what's important. And obviously, the streets will look at you like, what? So what, if you're better than us now? And blah, blah, blah. And then before you know it.
Reading them books.
Popping out.
Well, yeah, books, bro. I told you, like, if you get big in the hood, the first thing you're supposed to do is move out of the hood, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
You can wrap the hood still, but from your own yard. Or the advent hair. Be like Merv. You too can have like this. Be like Merv. With a simple price of $6.99. Be like Merv. Well, Merv, we make bare money, bro. Notice I said we as well.
I did.
I'll be your manager.
Good along.
So I think it's interesting. Like I said, I am interested in Power Book 4. So let's see how it goes. Let's see how it progresses.
But it was a bit. There's bits that happened though. Like, what's his name? Miguel's mum. Is his grandma that died? Isn't it? The car explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That's just so annoying.
Abuelina, abuela.
Yeah. And also, what happened? Like, I think, what's his name? Miguel's trying to sort of poach, get Diamond to work with him, cut family out. Cheeky, innit?
Like, it is, and you got the Serbs, you got the all of them, and I'm like, what's going on, bro?
Everyone's just kind of like, there's no one's loyal, innit? There's like, they'll take the highest bidder, innit? The one that can provide the most protection. It's crazy. Like, I'm interested to see how this all. I wouldn't even be surprised if Tommy and Diamond have a showdown together as well, you know. It could be just one little switch, like, yeah, going against you now.
Yeah. Who knows? All right. Well, yeah, we'll talk to you next week about Power Book Force, the season finale. There's one episode left, and we will come to deal with that next week. So we also have we had Loki, sorry. Loki season 2, episode 5.
Yeah, it's episode 5.
Yeah, apologizes for not watching this.
Yeah, you know, I got my screen now. I'm like, damn, I didn't watch it, man.
Oh, damn, I can't even talk about it, probably.
To be fair, this wasn't even
because
this is the penultimate episode as well, isn't it?
Yeah, and so this was like Groundhog Day. It started off like Groundhog Day. Yeah, with him just reliving it.
Yeah.
Every time he
started time glitching. Was it not time glitching? What was the term they used for it? Time slipping.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuck because there was that explosion in the previous episode, wasn't there? So I think it kind of just put everyone back in their original timelines.
And then obviously he's going around and he realizes that actually I want to get the gang together because we still need to kill he who remains and all this shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like as he's going around to each of the people within the team.
Yeah.
Recruiting them.
Yeah.
Because like they said you can't just pay for him now. You need to kind of go through the motions. But so he then gets everyone and then everyone comes to it and then everyone like almost gets together, then it doesn't quite work.
That's what it was like. Sylvie was kind of just saying like, you're being selfish, basically, and what's the real reason why you want them back? I just miss my friends, basically, isn't it? So, but I think then where Sylvie's returned to her timeline, things are falling apart. So she's like, no, you've got to do this. But there's one significant thing that happens with Loki, I'm trying to say, because that's quite a big. We can talk about it afterwards or something.
All right. Yeah. But did you see the post credit?
Yes. Did I? I can't remember.
By this time, it wasn't what you can see, it's what you can hear.
Okay, yeah.
Go back to it as a post credit, right at the end.
What's no? Okay.
It's a post credit right at the end, as an audio snippet. So most people would have missed it.
Okay, right at the end, past the.
Yeah, it's
when it goes to black.
Just as it fades to black.
Okay. Oh man! All right.
So obviously the thing is, I sometimes I'll go and research if there's a post credit, yeah. But then sometimes I'll like skip like on the thing to try and get to a point where I feel like they've changed it, the colour scheme, so you know that something.
Yeah.
But it's nothing. So I was like, what? But it's a sentence of post credit, and I got all the way to the end, and I heard it was just like an audio snippet, and I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I got a bloody clue.
Yeah, so go back and listen to that still. So next week we're gonna have the season finale of Loki season 2. But at the moment, it doesn't look like it's going to end anytime soon.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's a lot for them to do in one episode.
Yeah, it's for real.
We did have a season finale this week, and that was of new series on Amazon Prime, which was Gen V.
Mm-hmm.
At episode 8.
Yes.
That was a good end, man.
This was just like...
Nuts. It was sick. I enjoyed it, man.
Pause.
I was just about to say, it reminded me of Sausage Party as well. Yeah, it was literally an orgy of killing. The team up of Sam and Kate, man.
Yeah.
Dangerous combination. Dangerous.
Dangerous. Lethal. I didn't see that coming at all.
No. Yeah. I think
Kate's evil, you know. Like, yeah. when she switches, bruv, she's evil, man. She's got no heart. You thought she did have a heart because of the way, like, she felt so much remorse for what she'd done, but yeah.
But she got manipulated so badly, man.
Yeah.
I mean, like, so it's one of the ones, like, because what's her name? Sheppy just sort of kind of convinced, like, she kind of used her to get to her own game.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, and it's like, no, you know what? No, like, here's me being super, I'm more superior than you human beings. It's time to go.
Yeah. Straight, make it slip up, slit on throat, you know. Then obviously you got, she wasn't in it this week, was she?
Newman.
Blow up head.
No, I'm not sure. Newman was in it. Right. Well, obviously they released all the imprisoned students. So they're just getting them to do all their biddings and all, like, everybody around.
They are going to mashing up the place, bro.
But my thing is, ain't most of the students V on the V anyway?
I think they are, but it's the teachers.
There was everyone. There was kids running. There was everyone running. I was like, what's
going on? Yeah, because I think they're mainly going for the teachers. Or like, because even like, remember like when that guy goes to the guy that played Bud or Evan, Supernatural. I can't remember his name was anyway, but they're going to him, are you a super? And he's like, of course I am, duh. Like, just left him, but the other one. Like, you said no, and boom, like, killed him.
But why did they ask? I thought they're all.
No, I think, because when you think about it, Sheppy wasn't a suit. So I think it's just like.
She was a teacher, though. She was a teacher.
Yeah.
So I think I think the teachers are not soups, but everyone else, the kids.
I thought the students were all soups. That's what I'm saying.
But it might have been where the soups that were students were fighting against the prisoners, so they had to kill them anyway. Like, obviously, yeah. So that's what I think is happening. Andre's dad's dying as well, isn't it? Like,
so who's dying?
Andre's dad's dying.
Yes.
Yeah. So we were told that he can't use his. But I think they have the same training, so they can't use his powers.
I'm a bit vexed by that because I'm like, probably dad's old. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make sense for Simon. Like, bruv, you're still young. Like, that shouldn't affect you like that. Right? It's like, as soon as he found out that his dad had these issues, he's got the issues straight away. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no, it's a bit weird, isn't it?
It's yeah, like, it's like, where'd come that on, come bruv. From? Like, yeah, where'd that come from? Like, come on.
You know? And the thing is, the dad's not even old, really.
Yeah,
like,
but what I'm saying is,
yeah,
okay,
probably make more
sense. It made more sense, but for him to have it, it's like, what are you talking about? This is later on, man. So I was a bit peed off about that, but no, apart from that, obviously my guy Homelander.
Calling when I said call Homelander, I was like, wait, this is gonna be a lot.
Game over. See, everyone just stopped. Like, oh shit, man.
And the thing is, you'll think like, oh yeah, look, Homelander's here to stop obviously the rebels, isn't it?
No, like, no, man, of course he's not.
He's
of
like, course, what did you like her in your own kind to Marie? Just like, what? Like,
but that was so disrespectful, yeah, because she wasn't doing that. You know, like, she wasn't doing that at all. And I thought, no, this guy. When she woke up and all five of them in the prison cell, wherever they were, I said, no, this is taking a piss.
I just want to know how she survived that blast.
You get me?
So, like, what happened? Like, because I can't. Yeah, what happened? I'm like, why end it now? I want one more episode to explain this, isn't it? You know me already. I don't like explanation in it. But
they will probably be in the Boys. I'm guessing.
They have to.
Yeah.
Are they going to be in the Boys season 4, or are they going to be in Gen V season 2?
I think Boys season 4.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because we had a post credit as well of Billy Butcher in it as well, like he was there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, the way that I can't remember who chopped off Kate's arm, boy. That was savage, though.
Yeah, no, that was Marie.
Yeah.
With her bluffing.
Yeah, that's it.
Because she was about to change, well, not change, but pollute that guy's mind. What's it? What the
Kevin?
Kevin, yeah.
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah, but I think it's good. I think she learned how to use some of her powers. I like the way that she took my man down.
Oh, the invisible guy.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that was
joked.
I like that.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was translucent sun, though.
Yeah.
Because remember they're saying, like, oh, we've got to get someone to replace the, like, to get in the 7. And like, yeah, what better than translucent sun? Like, it's mad.
I enjoyed Gen V. I think as a series, I thought it was good.
Yeah, no, it was enjoyable.
It got better for me, like the first.
Yeah,
one,
yeah, it did start to get.
It got better. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember you saying it's kind of all the same kind of thing, isn't it? Yeah.
So we don't know if Marie, Emma, Jordan, or Andre are going to come back to class. Hopefully, they do. Whether it be in the Boys season 2 or in Gen V. So the Boys season 5 or Gen V season 2. 4? I don't remember which one it is. What the Boys? How many seasons the Boys had?
I think it's 4. I think it's the 4th one.
Yeah, so for season 4.
Yeah, this is the 4th one. Yeah,
maybe season 4. Where's Homelander's son? I don't know. No man, I don't know him for stuff.
I can't remember where he is. Yeah.
Remember the last scene of season 3 was. No, he was there when the dad killed the guy in the crowd. Remember?
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
Someone's there.
Yeah, that's it.
He had a little smirk on his face, like, oh, okay.
Yeah, he did. Talking of superheroes, we had a new episode of Invincible season 2. So it's officially out, came out on Friday. I'm going to make an admission. I haven't finished watching this episode.
Oh, is it?
Nah. So I've tried to watch it twice, fell asleep both times. Like, I can't watch it when it's late.
Yeah,
no, I watched it early Saturday morning.
Yeah, I can't watch it
late. Like a Saturday morning cartoons, yeah.
Yeah, straight, man.
I got to finish watching it. I ain't got a TV in my room right now, but I will finish watching it. So, you man, tell me, what are your thoughts on Invincible Season 2? And should people be going back to watch it?
Definitely go back.
100%. Like, I was, no big spoilers, but like, The first scenes confused me, Merv. You know?
Yeah, that confused me as well.
I was like, what? No way.
All right. I watched halfway through it, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So explain it to me, because all I saw was Invisible, whatever, doing a madness. Yeah, and I thought, what? This doesn't make sense. When did he become a bad boy? When did he become an enemy, yeah? And then I saw a next scene where he's in the school and they're talking about how his dad died, yeah? And I realised it must have all been a dream, or whatever it was. Yeah. But then I just got a bit confused, Matt, because I was like, I don't remember what happened in the last episode.
Yeah.
No, he just got beat up and his dad left. That was it.
Yeah, dad just flew away, innit?
So dad isn't dead?
No, it does not.
No, he just flew away.
Cut out.
Okay. So when they were all talking about, oh, I feel sorry for your dad and give him a hug and that, they're just like, shit.
I think what they've, because I don't, yeah, because of what he's done, because I think the whole world was privy to see what he'd done, isn't it, basically?
I think so.
Yeah, so I think they've just kind of, the government have sort of like just made a cover up, like he died, like stuff in it. So because they don't know where he is, it's like, wait, he can come back any minute, but obviously they don't want to create sort of moral panic.
Okay.
So, he's just kind of classified as dead at the moment. But yeah, I think that whole scene was a alternate universe, basically.
Exactly, I think it's an alternate universe, exactly. So, because one of the, what's the black guy, the black scientist? Or
Armstrong, I think.
Yeah,
Levi, I think. Armstrong, Levi, yeah.
Yeah, so one of his versions is from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That multiverse, whatever, yeah.
Played by Sterling K. Brown, by the way.
Sterling K. Brown.
Is that the one, when he was the one that escaped them three brothers out of prison?
Yeah. Yeah, the Mauler brothers. Yeah, because he needs to build a machine, isn't it? Basically, some device.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, well, good start. I was actually shocked because when I watched it, I was like, okay, continue like the next episode. Do like, but
I thought they did the first three episodes like the last year, man.
No, can't lie to you. I'm kind of glad, man, because there was a lot of stuff to watch.
I also think maybe they're season two, so they're not introducing you to nothing new anymore. Like,
you know what it is as well, actually? That's why. Because I think we're getting the first four episodes, so yeah, week by week, and then it's taking a mid-season break, and the next four will come out. So eight episodes, but there's going to be a break after episode.
Oh, like a Christmas thing, come back after Christmas thing?
Possibly, yeah. Coming back sometime in the new year. Why?
You get me?
It takes long to draw. I don't know.
No, it's weird, you know, because the drawings, I don't think the animation is that great for the show, you know, to be honest with you. But I don't care. I enjoy it, innit? It's the content that's
it's the content. It's different.
I think he's doing some flying. I'm like, this looks a bit weird. But,
yeah. No, I definitely recommend people to go back, start season two, 100%.
All right. So you may have to go back and watch the end of season one just to catch up, but if not, you just go straight into season.
I don't see how you forget what happened. I don't see how you can forget what happened in season.
I did. Do you know why though?
Yeah.
It's such a big gap.
Yeah. I know. Basically,
the long and short of it. So, Omni Man, he's from the planet. Was it Vulcrum or was B something?
Yeah, Vulcrum.
And he was initially sent to destroy the Earth, and it what's the word? Conquer the Earth, basically, isn't it? Yeah. I think where he fell in love with Mark's mum, and he just got a bit aim in it, basically. But it's weird because obviously, like storylines where people are supposed to come and destroy the world and they completely change. But his mission was just always there still, and it's like, got to continue doing it. So trained up Mark, because obviously I think he wants Mark to conquer the world with him. But Mark's like, no, we can't do this. So that's why they end up fighting. But yeah, and obviously all the... what's their crew called? Like their just name?
I can't remember either.
Yeah, but so that's, and he took all of them out. Like, it's like, he basically had to just take out the major threats, isn't it?
But didn't he kill Immortal?
The Immortal.
That's where he killed him.
He did, but I guess because he's Immortal, he come back, didn't it?
Yeah, but that's where he took his head off and everything.
No, but that was in the alternate.
No.
Yeah, he did take his, I don't know if he took his head off. Either way, there's something about the Immortal that he can regenerate. I think. Yeah, because when Mark squashed his head in the alternate universe, you're definitely not going to come back after this. Because I think there's something about his head, isn't it? It falls like, but that might regenerate his body completely, isn't it? So,
Well, no, cool. No, but anyway, so how many episodes is it?
You know?
Eight.
There's something on this that says coming out. The second half is coming out next June.
Yeah, I think it's something silly like that. I don't know. I don't think it's no January thing. Like, it could be a lot.
No, you know, I'm not watching it. No. No, you can't do that to me, bro. No, I'm not watching it.
No, they're forcing it a bit. Like,
come on, man. Come on, bro.
More like come more on. Episodes of Paw Patrol than that, bro.
No. They can't do that to me, man.
Yeah, I don't know. That is hilarious. All right, guys, is there anything else that's been, you know, we're watching?
I've been watching, I've literally just finished season 3 of For All Mankind. So I'm up to date with that now. So I think season 4 is coming at the end of the month. Yeah, really, really good space show. Watched Slow Horses. I think I said that last week.
Yeah, have you finished it now?
Yeah.
Laser.
Captain Laser Hawk. Yeah, I watched that. Yeah. That was good, you know.
Yeah, I liked it.
That was good. That was really good. Yeah. Like, I don't know how. I don't know if they do a season 2. How that's gonna work, considering how it ended.
Exactly.
I watched Good Night World as well. That's it.
I haven't seen that. I've started Pluto.
Yeah, I think I want to start Pluto. Yeah, but when I saw the first, like, how long it is.
I know that's what that you
I thought,
know what
an mean? Hour. I think it's supposed to be 22 minutes, saying, bro.
Thank you. So I started watching. I was like, you know what, I can't. Because it's like midnight already. I thought, you know what.
Yeah, I think I had to strategically plan because I thought I know Captain Laserhawk are doing one day easy.
Yeah,
the others, man.
Netflix got so many animes, you know. So
yeah,
many.
It's just come out one time, bro. Like, there's Onimusha.
I started watching. I forgot episode 2 of 3.
Yeah, I heard the Blue Samurai on arcane levels as well.
Okay, I saw that as well. But I probably watched the Omni, whatever it's called. We watched that one first. I'll go to the Blue Samurai. Yeah, I'll definitely watch that one as well.
There's a lot happening on Netflix.
Someone told me I must watch an anime on Netflix.
Which is that?
Probably Castlevania, isn't it?
No, like as in, like, Ingram called me like on Saturday morning, random. Nay. I said, yeah, what's going on? Like, you know, like, I'm getting worried. Like, what's the matter? Why are you calling me early for? But, oh my God, you've got to watch this thing. You know, I don't even like anime, but I'm like episode 6 already. I'm like, I don't think I'll watch it, bruv. Like, I really don't like anime. Like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Like, there's something.
Right, it's not for everybody, man. It's not for
everybody. Yeah, but you know what it is? Like, I can watch. It's, I don't know. I say cartoons, yeah, but I can watch. I don't know, a Disney, like a Toy Story or one of them kind of things there. But for whatever reason, I just can't mess with it. Although I really loved that film that we spoke about last time. But that's in the kind of...
Oh, the Intergalactic.
I thought that was sick.
Yeah.
Like, but those people look like people, if that makes sense. Does that make sense? Like, I
don't... They don't want to see no big eyes.
Yeah. The other stuff. I'm just like, why are you and... an ape that's walking around with a human being as a brethren, like, what are you doing? Like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, what's my Invincible, they kind of still look like humans, don't they, really?
And they don't have, like, animals with human features or humans with animal features.
I swear they do. Like, there's some, anyway, yeah. Or with mutants, isn't it? I swear there's some mutants.
Yeah, they're the things I can't do, man. Kel, you been watching anything?
There's apart from the animes and stuff, there's nothing.
All right, well, I was going to wait for Rich, and I probably will still wait for Rich. But Rap Game UK season 5 has started, and I know you might not watch Rap Game, but Rap Game looks good.
I used to watch a couple of. When you might tell me that, Kyle, watch this one, then I'll watch it.
Right, I will save it, but. Yeah. There is one of my little young G's from the ends in there. So shout him out and hopefully he does well. But like, I was watching it with the kids this morning, like before I go to work or whatever. And I was going, do you remember him? And they were like, oh. And then they was like, oh, is that such and such? I said, yeah, that's my man. And I'm like, oh. But then we kind of, they're into it as well. But I can only watch so much with them before I need to lock them off and watch them on my own time.
Yeah.
Like, it's on your TV, go find it, you can watch it, but I'm not waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, apparently Love Island has started like this, a different part of, it's Love Island, but it's got like all the cast from, not all the cast, sorry, some cast from the UK, some cast from Australia, some cast from different, America. Like, different Love Island. But previous cast, you know what I mean? It's out already. However, it's on Peacock, yeah? Now, Peacock, my mom's got Peacock here, but I'm not able to see any Love Island on it. So I don't know if it's the American Peacock, like, is a different version. So I can't find anything anywhere.
That through Sky?
I can't find Love Island anywhere, like, even on my other alternative platforms. Can't find it anywhere.
It must be a USA one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must be. Comes out, it says Peacock TV. I think it is the...
There's not even an app for it, you know, because when I wanted to kind of watch to try and find Five Nights at Freddy's, isn't it? Like, but that film that came out recently, but it said it came out simultaneously in cinema and Peacock. So I thought, yeah, I didn't check my Sky, but I checked it like on the app, and when you go in the app store, it just says Pluto. Yeah, clearly there's no Peacock app here.
It's weird. I don't know. So it must be like a UK version. It must be.
Unless they're saving it for whatever reason.
Mm.
Yeah. So yeah, we can't do the live whatever. But
oh, diddums.
But yeah, I want to watch it, man. But yeah, because I know some of the cast from previous seasons in it, so it'd have been good to see them. But yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. And that, my friend, is episode 213. Of the favorite, your podcaster's favorite podcast, the Fully Geek Pod. I don't know if that's actually true, but I'm saying it.
we live our lives, man. It's all good.
That's it. We put that eye in the ether. All right, you lot, one.
Peace. Yes.
Like, share, subscribe, telephone.
And while you're doing that, comment and press that notification bell.
Come on. Ding.
Deuces.